Okay, welcome to the deep dive. Today we're getting into something really close to home for a lot of you. We're talking about transforming your house into, well, your dream home, specifically focusing right here in Katy, Texas.
That's right. We've been looking through a bunch of material you shared, notes, insights, really a guide from a builder who, you know, knows Katy extremely well, over 20 years working right here.
Yeah, decades of experience. So our mission today is to use that knowledge, unpack the real cost, what the process actually looks like, and all those unique Katy things you need to consider. We really want to help you figure out if remodeling makes sense for you compared to, say, buying a brand new house right here in Katy.
Exactly. Think of it as like the inside scoop on remodeling, but tailored for Katy, from someone who's actually been in the trenches doing it for years.
Okay, so let's dig in. The first big question, I think, is always, why? Why go through a remodel? It sounds like a lot. Why not just, you know, sell and buy new?
Yeah.
Especially somewhere like Katy, where there's always new stuff being built.
It's a totally fair question. And look, the sources really lay out a pretty compelling financial case, especially when you look at where you're starting from. So based on this Katy Builders data, a major remodel, think, kitchens, bathrooms, maybe adding a bit of space, it typically runs somewhere between, let's say, $75,000 and $150,000.
Okay, 75 to 150K, that's quite a range. Obviously depends what you do, but still.
But compare that, right? Compare it to buying new construction in Katy right now. According to this source, you're looking at homes starting, and that's the key word, starting around $450,000, and they go up fast, $650,000, even way higher.
Yeah.
So the immediate thing that jumps out is remodeling starts from a much, much lower price point.
Right. So the entry barrier financially is just way different. That's clear.
Mm-hmm.
What else, though? Beyond the money, what other big things tilt the scale toward remodeling?
Well, there's time. A big Katy remodel, the guide suggests, might be 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Buying new, you're often looking at 6 months, maybe 12 months, sometimes even longer, you know, with builders and supply chains these days.
And disruption. Remodeling isn't exactly quiet.
No, it's definitely disruptive, but the source calls it moderate disruption. Maybe you can live around it, phase it. Moving is always high disruption. Packing up everything, relocating.
True. And customization. That feels huge with remodeling.
Oh, completely. Total control. You get to make everything exactly how you want it, fit your life, your style. New construction, we're usually picking from the builder's menu, right? Limited options.
Quite a bit of palette, yeah.
But here's where the Katy angle really comes in strong. Probably the biggest non-financial reason people remodel here. The neighborhood. When you remodel, you stay put, right where you are. Kids stay in the same school, same friends, same community you chose.
You don't have to leave your bubble.
Exactly. Buying new in Katy almost always means moving, maybe across town, maybe to a whole different area. And for so many Katy families, staying in their established neighborhood, that's priceless. Remodeling lets you do that.
That really resonates. It's about your life, not just the four walls. So, okay, let's talk about Katy itself. That the builder's guide says remodeling here is different. Why? What's unique about Katy?
Well, it's not just being a suburb of Houston, right? The source paints this picture of Katy having this interesting mix. It's got that comfortable suburban feel, but also this real strong sense of like traditional Texas small town charm.
Okay, suburban comfort, small town vibe. How does that actually influence what people want when they remodel?
It means finding a balance, usually. People definitely want modern stuff, open kitchens, smart tech, all that. But they often want to keep or add touches of that Texas charm.
Yeah.
Maybe some nice millwork or, you know, a farmhouse sink and an otherwise sleek kitchen. Materials that feel kind of classic but work like new. It's a blend.
And the weather here, outdoor living must be a big factor.
Oh, absolutely huge. People connect with neighbors. The climate's great for being outside a lot of the year. So covered patios, outdoor kitchens, spaces for entertaining outdoors, that's a massive priority in Katy remodels, according to the source, extending the living space outside.
Makes total sense. Now, the source has also mentioned that even within Katy, different areas have different remodeling trends. Can you break that down?
Yeah, this is where local knowledge really matters. Like, take Cinco Ranch. A lot of those homes are newer, maybe on bigger lots.
Right.
So projects there often lean towards more luxury upgrades. People might add dedicated media rooms, turn a regular bath into a real spa experience, or build those really decked out outdoor kitchens we talked about. The house structure and lot size often support those bigger ideas.
Okay, so Cinco Ranch, maybe bigger, more luxury focused. What about the other end of the spectrum, like Old Katy? The historic part.
Totally different ballgame there. In Old Katy, it's all about restoration, you know? Keeping that original charm on the outside is key. Preserving the architectural look. The work is often about carefully updating the guts of the house plumbing, electrical, HVAC, making it modern and comfortable inside, but discreetly. Maybe opening up some walls inside, but respecting the home's history. It's a delicate balance.
Blending old and new carefully. And then communities like Grand Lakes, what's typical there?
Grand Lakes, being a master plan community, often sees remodels focused on updating layouts for how families live now. So a really common request is taking those more traditional, maybe closed off rooms and creating big open concept living areas.
Knocking down walls.
Pretty much. Yeah. Expanding master suites is big too, creating those private retreats. And integrating smart home tech is really common there as well. It just shows how the way a neighborhood was originally built shapes what people want to change later on. Your specific area definitely influences the project.
Okay, so you figured out the why. You've got a feel for what's popular in your part of Katy. What's the actual process from having an idea to, you know, the finished product?
The builder's guide outlines a pretty structured approach. It always starts with an initial consultation. And this is way more than just measuring. It's really about understanding your life. How do you use the space now? What drives you crazy about it? What are your dreams for it? What styles do you like? Are you planning to stay long term? They need all that info.
Got it. It's about how you live, not just how it looks. What comes after that deep dive conversation?
Then it moves into documentation and planning. This is where things start getting real. The builder will create detailed plans of what's there now, take lots of photos, and start sketching out initial concepts based on what you talked about. You'll start getting some preliminary budget ranges, timeline ideas, maybe see some 3D renderings, look at material samples, helps you visualize it.
Okay, so concepts, budgets, timelines. Then the actual design gets firmed up.
Exactly. That's design development. It refines those first ideas. You might see more detailed sketches, mood boards, space planning options. Then it gets really specific. Precise floor plans, elevation drawings that shows how walls will look, detailed layouts, schedules for all the finishes like tile, paint, fixtures, and virtual visualization is key here.
Like a 3D walkthrough.
Yeah, exactly. So you can digitally walk through the proposed design. It's amazing for catching things or confirming you love it before they even swing a hammer.
That sounds incredibly helpful. Okay, but before the hammering starts, the paperwork, permits, codes, maybe dealing with an HOA. That sounds daunting. How does a good Katy builder handle that for you?
Oh, it's critical. And yeah, local experience here is huge. You're mostly under City of Houston rules, and they've adopted the 2021 International Building Code. A good builder knows this stuff cold.
Okay, without getting lost in the weeds of the code book, what are the main things from that 2021 code that homeowners should know about for a Katy remodel?
Well, the big themes are safety and energy efficiency. Both add value, both save you money eventually. On the electrical side, things are stricter for GFCI outlets, you know, the ones with the test reset buttons. Need more of those in kitchens, baths, garages, outdoors for shock protection.
Right, near water.
Exactly. And also arc fault circuit interrupters, AFCIs. Those help prevent fires from bad wiring. There are also rules about outlets on kitchen islands and making garages EV ready, putting in the wiring now for future electric car chargers.
Planning ahead for EVs. Makes sense. What about the energy side?
That got a big boost in the 2021 code. The target is about an 8.9% average energy saving compared to the old code.
Wow, almost 9%. How?
Stricter requirements for insulation, more in walls, attics, floors, tighter construction to stop air leaks, mandates for energy monitoring systems in some cases, and even making homes solar ready, basically, making it easier and cheaper to add solar panels down the road if you want to.
That 8.9% saving. Because this sort of mentioned a dollar figure, didn't it?
Yeah. Based on their Katy projects, the builder figures meeting these new energy codes could save the average homeowner around $1,200 a year on utility bills.
$1,200 a year just from building smarter during the remodel? That's significant.
It really is. It adds up fast. And there are structural updates too, you know, related to wind loads for our area, better roof underlayment, water resistance stuff, important for weathering storms here.
Okay, and then HOAs, homeowner associations, so common in Katy. How do they fit into this?
Oh, they're a major piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Most HOAs have rules about anything you do to the outside of your house. Colors, materials, where additions can go, fences, even landscaping sometimes.
Right. Got to get their approval.
Absolutely. An experienced Katy builder knows the local HOAs. They know which ones are tough, what they usually require, and how to put together the application package to get it approved smoothly for you. They handle that headache.
Definitely sounds like you want someone who knows the ropes. For codes, permits, and HOAs. Okay, let's shift to the fun stuff. What are people actually doing? What are the hottest projects and features in Katie Homes right now?
Well, the sources consistently point to kitchens. Kitchen remodels are huge. It really is the command center of the home for most families today.
So what makes a dream Katie kitchen these days?
Open concept is still massive. Tearing down walls between the kitchen, dining, living areas. It creates flow, brings in light, makes it easier to watch kids or chat with guests while you cook.
Makes sense.
Smart storage is key too. People want clever solutions, walk-in pantries with custom shelving, pull-out drawers, maybe hidden spots for appliances, and premium surfaces are definitely in quartz. Quartz countertops are super popular, often with those waterfall edges down the side of an island.
Oh yeah, the waterfall edge looks sharp.
It does. Full-height backsplashes, durable flooring like LVP luxury vinyl plank. It looks like wood or tile, but holds up incredibly well.
LVP, right. Heard a lot about that.
Yeah.
Durable stuff.
Very durable. And people are upgrading appliances, bigger ranges like 48-inch pro-style ones, built-in fridges that look seamless, maybe wine storage, pot fillers over the stove. Katie kitchens are becoming really functional and beautiful showpieces.
Sounds like spaces designed for real living, not just quick meals. What about other parts of the house? Master suites?
Master suites are another big one. Creating a real retreat, a sanctuary within the home. Bathrooms are getting spa-like treatments.
Spa-like how?
Think zero entry showers, no curb to step over, very sleek and accessible. Freestanding soaking tubs are popular. Heated floors, custom vanities with great storage, towel warmers, even things like built-in sound systems or chromotherapy lighting that's colored light for mood.
Wow, a personal spa. Nice.
Pretty much. And in the bedroom itself, adding details like tray ceilings, building cozy window seats, definitely bigger walk-in closets with serious organization systems, better sound insulation for quiet automated window shades, maybe even a little coffee bar or a spot for exercise equipment.
Creating a whole little world in the master suite.
Yeah.
And outdoors, we touched on that earlier.
Yeah, capitalizing on the Katie climate. Covered patios and outdoor kitchens remain incredibly popular, extending the roofline for shade, built-in grills, fridges, sinks, sometimes fire pits or fireplaces, misting systems for summer, outdoor TVs, the works.
An outdoor living room.
Exactly. And pools and spas are still a big draw, now designed with newer safety codes in mind, and maybe luxury touches like infinity edges or shallow beach entries.
Okay, fantastic. So the plans are done, permits are good, materials are chosen, construction starts. What's that really like, living through it? How do builders minimize the chaos?
This is where a good process makes a huge difference to your sanity. It starts before construction with serious pre-construction prep. The crew should be focused on protecting your stuff. Plastic dust barriers, covering floors, protecting or moving furniture, setting up clear paths for workers to use, daily cleanup routines, maybe even air scrubbers to filter dust.
Containment is key, especially if you're living there.
Absolutely vital. And communication is the other cornerstone. You should have one main contact, a dedicated project manager. They should set up regular meetings, maybe weekly, to update you. Daily reports are common, too. You need to know who to call, get deadlines for your decisions, have emergency contacts.
So you're not just left guessing what's happening behind the plastic sheets.
Right. The aim is constant information flow. During the build, you should get weekly updates, photos of progress, what's happening next week, what choices you need to make soon, how the budget's looking. If you are living there, they use strategies like phasing the work, maybe do the kitchen, then move to the baths. Setting up a temporary kitchen space helps. Rigorous dust control, maybe even agreeing on quiet hours.
Sounds disruptive, sure, but manageable disruption.
That's the goal. And quality control happens all along the way. Daily safety checks, inspections after major phases like framing or plumbing rough-in, the official city code inspections, and then a final detailed walkthrough with you at the very end to catch any little things.
Okay, this has been a great walkthrough of the whole journey. Let's circle back to the value side we started with. How do you make sure this big investment pays off when remodeling your Katie home?
The guide actually gives some useful return on investment, ROI, numbers specifically from Katie Remodels. Now remember, ROI is usually about resale value, but the immediate value is how much better you live in the home now.
Understood.
Yeah.
But for resale, based on this Katie data, what projects tend to give the best bang for the buck?
Kitchens are almost always at the top. The data shows ROI in the 70 to 80% range here. Bathroom additions also do really well, like 60 to 70%.
Adding a whole new bathroom.
Yeah, adding capacity often pays off. Master suite upgrades, maybe a bit less, 55 to 65% ROI. Energy efficiency upgrades are interesting, maybe 50 to 60% ROI, plus those yearly savings we talked about.
Right, the $1,200 a year potentially.
Exactly. And outdoor living spaces perform really well in Katie. 65 to 75% ROI isn't uncommon. Big home additions, like adding a whole room, are usually in the 50 to 65% range.
So kitchens, maybe adding a bath, and outdoor spaces seem like strong bets in Katy for recouping cost at resale, based on that.
That's what this specific data suggests for the percentage recouped. But again, value isn't just resale, and getting the budget right from the start is absolutely critical.
Budget planning.
Yeah.
What are the key things the source highlights there?
Well, it stresses looking beyond just the builder's quote. You need to factor in those hidden costs. Permit fees can be 1% to 3% of the project costs. Temporary housing if you need to move out. Maybe new furniture because the old stuff doesn't work.
Yeah.
Landscaping repairs. And the big one, a contingency fund. The builder strongly recommends setting aside 15%, maybe even 20% of the project costs.
15 to 20% just for surprise.
Exactly. Things pop up. You open a wall, find unexpected issues. Especially in older homes, it's peace of mind. Better to have it and not need it.
Wise advice. Are there ways to save money during planning?
Definitely. Smart design choices help. Like, trying to keep sinks and toilets roughly where they are avoids expensive plumbing moves. Refinishing existing cabinets or floors can sometimes be way cheaper than replacing. Being strategic with materials, maybe splurge on the countertop, but choose a more standard backsplash tile. And sometimes, bundling projects doing the kitchen and bath at the same time can save a bit due to contractor efficiency.
Good tips. Before we wrap, the guide also mentions sustainability and technology. Are those big drivers in Katy remodels now?
Yeah, they're definitely becoming more important for homeowners. Adds value, adds comfort. On the green side, people are asking for things like low VOC paints, less off-gassing, using recycled or sustainable insulation, high-efficiency windows. Water conservation is big here too. Low-flow toilets, showerheads, drought-tolerant plants for landscaping. And like we said, making homes solar-ready is gaining traction.
Setting the stage for solar later.
Right. And tech-wise, smart home stuff is everywhere. Smart thermostats, lighting control, security systems, whole home audio and video.
Seems standard now almost.
It's getting there. And future-proofing is part of that. Running network cables, putting in dedicated circuits for heavy-use items, using conduits so it's easy to pull new wires later, ensuring strong Wi-Fi everywhere. And again, that EV charging prep in the garage, making the home ready for tomorrow.
This has been super helpful, really pulling back the curtain on Katy remodeling using insights from someone deep in the field. So, to boil it all down for you, the listener, what are the absolute must-know takeaways?
I think the main thing is remodeling is a really strong alternative to moving in, Katy. It lets you stay where you love, get the exact space you need, add value, and crucially, it often starts from a much lower cost than buying new here. Remember that 75K, 150K range versus new home starting near 450K.
Right. Get the dream home without leaving your neighborhood.
Precisely. And know that Katy Remodeling has its own unique flavor, the design taste, the differences between Cinco Ranch or Old Katy or Grand Lakes. Partnering with pros who get the local scene, the Houston codes, especially those 2021 updates, the HOA hurdles, that's absolutely key for you.
It sounds like with the right team and plan, your current Katy house really can become your perfect home. So let's leave you with this thought. Pulling together everything we talked about, the costs where remodeling starts from that lower point, the potential ROI here, navigating local rules, the amazing customization, the energy savings. Think about this. What one single change, if you made it to your Katy home right now, would make the biggest difference in how you actually live day to day, not just space, but your quality of life, your long-term value. Something for you to think about.